Great to have you with us for another edition of Inside Rutgers Athletics presented by RWJ Barnabas Health. An exciting few days for Rutgers basketball. On Sunday night, Selection Sunday, Rutgers picked as a 10 seed and heading to the NCAA tournament, and joined now by one of the captains of the Scarlet Knights, Geo Baker. Geo, thank you for a couple of minutes. How are we doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So talk to me about yesterday, I guess. Before we go backwards, let's talk about the present. You guys were out together yesterday. You had the selection show. How was the day? Were you anxious, excited? How'd it go for you guys?
I would say that the nerves kind of kept building up as the day went on. You know, especially once we got to the actual show, you could just look around and tell everyone was just really nervous just to, you know, see who we were playing, you know, seeing all the teams get selected and just knowing that our name was coming, you know, that was just a feeling that I've never felt before. So that was really cool. But during the day, you know, it wasn't like too stressful. I feel like we were all good. We were just chilling.
Yeah, well, the win at Minnesota, I think, clearly took a lot of that weight off your shoulders for sure. Take me back. Let's go back a year to let's talk about the game at Purdue first and foremost. And the feeling you guys had leaving that floor in the locker room, the flight back, you knew what you did. You kind of sealed the deal. How much different last year was this year prior to the pandemic hitting and kind of knowing that you were going to be a tournament team?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like this year was, you know, kind of like just the second go around. So we kind of, you know, just more experience. So we kind of knew what the feeling felt like already. So it wasn't exactly the same. Last year, you know, it was truly like the first time, and, you know, the emotions were just crazy in the locker room. Like never seen everyone so happy, like in my time here. And, yeah, that flight back, just, I mean, we just really felt like we did it at that point. So it was just a great feeling. But I feel like this year, you know, we were obviously still happy. Like everyone was happy, but it wasn't the same as that first time at Purdue. And you have to remember, winning at Purdue with a full crowd is its own accomplishment in its own sense. So that was just a crazy feeling as well, just knowing that we were able to, you know, get over that obstacle, which is Mackey Arena. That place is crazy to play in. Like the last time I played there before then, I think I lost by like 30. So that was just a crazy accomplishment too.
That is actually my favorite arena to go to, just because of the way it's situated, the crowd, it's loud, pretty wild stuff. And you had the big shots in that game, which we'll get to some big shots as well. All right. So you mentioned how different it is. And the one thing I took from watching you guys this year, when you won big games, was the business as usual approach. And I guess that's the maturity that you're talking about. Could you guys have succeeded this year with the pandemic, with no crowds, the empty arenas, had you not been through what you had been through in previous years?
Oh, man, I think it would definitely be a lot harder. You know, I think that we had the perfect group of guys for this situation. You know, this has easily been the hardest year for me, both mentally and physically, with the injuries that I got early on in the year. And I had some injuries preseason, too. That was tough. So I never really was able to like just get in a rhythm. And then you have the mental aspect where, you know, you know, you have to stay in your room. You can only talk to your teammates, and, you know, you're just kind of always paranoid, like, oh, what if I got it from this or that? So that's definitely a tough thing to go through as well. But I feel like the one thing that kept us going was the fact that we knew we should have made it last year. So that was kind of what kept motivating us to, you know, stay on the right path. And even when we had that 5-game losing streak, like, okay, what do we have to do to get back to, you know, the way that we know we can play? Just stuff like that. So I think that if we didn't go through, you know, what we went through last year, then I don't think that, you know, it would have been the same this year.
And you've been there. I mean, from the ups and the downs, you know, your first year, I was looking over some of the games, and I guess your first Big Ten game was on the road at Minnesota, if I've got that correct.
Yeah.
Tell me the different feeling walking into that building as a freshman, your first Big Ten game with a team that, I mean, let's be honest, wasn't great the year before, as good as Corey was. The team struggled for sure. Mm-hmm. And to where you were walking into Minnesota this year, just the different, even last year, I guess, just playing teams like that, how different it was from year one to year four.
Yeah, just a whole different mindset. I actually never really thought about that before, so it's kind of cool just to think about. But as a freshman, I think walking into Minnesota, I was just excited just to like be there. Like, oh, I finally get to play a Big Ten game. Like, this is like a dream come true. And then, look to this year where it's like, all right, we need to win this game. Like, what do I have to do to make sure that we win? So it was two complete different feelings. And I remember my freshman year, that Minnesota team was actually really good at the beginning of the year, and they had a point guard, Nate Mason, who I had to guard at the beginning of the game, and he like absolutely torched us. Like, and that was that. So that was like my welcoming party to the Big Ten. And like you said, just a complete different mindset now from then to now. So I feel like it's just crazy how far we've come, how far I've come. And how I look at Big Ten games now compared to how I used to look at them back then.
It's funny, you talk about mindset. When we were there a few weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, and you had that game, the game-winning look. And it's funny how you were lined up right in line with me and Joe, and I would swear that ball was going in, and it doesn't. And the mindset is different because when you take big shots, me and Joe look at each other like it's good. It doesn't go in, and the look on your face was as if like how does that ball not go in, which is
No,
tremendous.
me and the ref were me and the ref were joking after the shot. I think we were joking like right before overtime, or like, because he had a perfect angle too. He's like, man, that shot looked good. And I was like, yeah, it felt good. Like, it felt very good coming off my hands. But that's gonna happen eventually. You can't make them all. So I was good with it. All I was thinking about was just winning the game. And then Jacob Young down the stretch was just unbelievable. So we had to make sure to keep giving him the ball and just getting the hell out the way. So that was good. But it felt good. But the mindset's always gonna stay the same. Just gotta try to find a way to win. So when you miss that shot, you can't be too worried about it. You have to have a short memory.
There was, as I look over your career, as you head into the NCAA tournament this week, you're playing Clemson. If you had one big moment to this point, and there's certainly time for bigger moments, what would you say? The one I picked out was Nebraska last year. The place was packed. Am I close? Would you pick that one, or is there something else?
Oh man, so I there's like three last year that I really loved. Nebraska was one of them just because I played horrible that whole game. I barely even played, actually. Like, I was one of like my lower minutes played. And the fact that like my teammates and my coaches still trusted me in that position just to take that shot. And I had actually gone a turnover the possession before, missed the step back, someone got a rebound, and then they threw it back out to me, and then I took another step back. So that was kind of the same type of thing where you kind of have to have a short memory and keep that same mindset of just trying to win the game, making a play. I'd say my favorite one was probably Northwestern, just because we were down by so much. And I don't know what it was, but I was just in a zone where like I was just like telling everyone, just give me the ball, and like, I got you. And so that was probably my favorite game, just because I felt like I really just took over. And so those are probably my top two. Purdue is definitely up there as well, just because that game was just so special as a team. Not even really just about me, just as a team. So it was those three are definitely my favorite.
I think the Nebraska game, I think it was Akwazi that got the rebound. I
Yep,
think.
it was. Yeah, it was.
And he snuck in and grabbed that thing. Talking with Geo Baker inside Rutgers Athletics, presented by RWJ Barnabas Health. Rutgers heading to the tournament. Well, they're in Indianapolis, but going to the NCAA tournament. They'll take on Clemson on Friday night. One other one I want to look back on, and then we'll go forward to Clemson and then this weekend and what you guys are going through. The Big East tournament, Big East, well, Big Ten tournament at the Garden. You had the two monster games from Corey. You win on, I guess it was Wednesday and Thursday night, and then you go to Friday night, and that was Purdue again. And that was your big game. I think you had 25 or 26 in that game. Was that week? Was that the week that you really felt things turn because of the crowd support that you had at the Garden that Friday night? The weather was miserable, and yet the Rutgers fans and students still poured into the Garden. Was there something like a game changer that week for you guys, do you think?
Absolutely. I think 100%. I didn't really think about it during the game. The crowd was great, and that game was still one of the best games I ever played. And that game was just back and forth, just battling. Like, just and that team was very, very good. That Purdue team was probably one of the best teams I've seen since I've been here. So just to be able to play in that atmosphere was amazing. But when I remember when we got back to campus, like that's when I realized like how different it was. Like people were, like coming up to us, trying to talk to us. Like that never happened in the fall or really during the season, except for like when we beat Seton Hall. But
Right.
in the spring that at that time, like if you went anywhere, like there was, people shouting your name or saying something or just like congratulating you on a great season. And I was like, we won three games. But thank
Right.
you. But yeah, it just, I mean, like you could tell that there was like people really were believing in us and supporting us at that time. So I think there was definitely a change after
It was a blast of a week, that's for darn sure.
that.
As you get set now for Clemson this week, explain to people at home, what the week is like for you guys, because I know today and tomorrow, as we're recording this on Monday, it's pretty tough. You guys are locked in your rooms, I'm assuming is the deal. What will the week be like? When will you get practice time, and how do you stay busy and keep your mind fresh?
Yeah, so we practiced yesterday for a little bit just to get a sweat in, and then after Selection Sunday our quarantine started. So now we're in the hotel, everyone's just like in their rooms. They deliver food to like our door, they like knock and then they just leave, and then there's like a little bag outside your door. I'm not sure how much longer it's going for. I think it ends today. I think that's if I heard them correctly. So I think that the quarantine will end today. But even then, they want us to just kind of stay on our floor, and they said you can go around the hotel, but they prefer that you don't. I mean, other than that, yeah. I mean, it's kind of just how it's always been. We basically talk to each other. Wear your mask everywhere else, and just try to be as careful as you can. But I think they're definitely just trying to make it like a little bit more of a bubble setting right now, where we're kind of just in our own little place. Definitely tough. But I mean, I feel like at this point we're just all used to it, so it's not as bad anymore. You kind of just got used to it, and you just think about basketball and you'll be all right.
Couple more minutes with Geo Baker inside Rutgers Athletics, presented by RWJ Barnabas Health. Rutgers takes on Clemson Friday night at 9:20. Is it cool to, I know when you're playing, you're not going to think about it for sure. But once you start the Big Ten schedule, especially when the calendar turns over to January, it's nothing but Big Ten team after Big Ten team, and you're very familiar with them at this
Yeah.
point. To see a team like Clemson Friday night and to start to prepare for a team like that, is it neat, or is it just like it's another game, except that it's going to be an NCAA tournament game now?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's definitely cool. We didn't have a lot of I didn't have any non-conference games this year actually, so I didn't get to play against anyone else other than Big Ten schools. So I think it's cool, and they're a good team. I saw them play against Maryland and Purdue earlier in the year. And so I think it's gonna be fun. I mean, I'm excited. I definitely am not gonna call it just another game because it's a tournament. So either you win or you lose, and that's it. So we don't really want our season to be over. So it's way more than just another game to us.
No doubt. And I know there were fans there. I mean, you could certainly tell the Indiana fans showed up in the second half on Thursday night, I guess it was. And you guys seemed to feed into that. The Illinois fans were there on Friday night. Did you notice that you actually hear people in the crowd as opposed to what you dealt with all year? Or again, was it just basketball? And I guess Friday night, because you have the late game, you probably have the most fans you've seen all year.
Yeah, it was cool. It was great. You kind of feed off the energy, whether it's geared toward you or not. It was just fun to just hear fans again. That was something that's been missing for a really long time now. So I mean, we just had fun with it. I wouldn't say that it really like affected too much. At the end of the day, you're just playing basketball. So, but it just felt good to just have real people in there again, and whether they're cheering for you or against you, it was great.
All right, last one for you. And Coach Boylan, he is a big Geo Baker fan. And the one, I mean, he praises you as much as he can, and rightfully so. And the one thing he always discusses is your leadership qualities. Is that something that you were taught, that you learned from your mom? Is it, or is it just something that comes natural to you and it's lead by example? If I asked you to look at Geo Baker, what would you see?
Yeah, I would say I would say that it's definitely been taught, honestly. I don't think I was always naturally just able to just lead guys and talk to guys. Shout out to Caleb Green on Fairfield. He's the point guard for Fairfield. They had a tough loss the other day, but he was, my point guard in high school, and the way he got everyone together, the way he huddled everybody up, and this is as a high schooler, which is like unheard of. Just always having a positive attitude, always making sure guys are in the right spot, and that's something that I really picked up from him. When I got to Rutgers, it was clear that we were missing like leadership. Like that was, we were missing culture, we were missing leadership, we were missing that attitude. And everything I do is what I learned from Caleb. I really give him a lot of credit, honestly. And now that I do it, it feels natural. So it's so I feel like it was kind of always there. I just never really needed to do it because Caleb's been by my side since sixth grade, fifth grade. So yeah, so that's how I would put it. But I would say definitely now, like I'm a natural leader, and I just feel comfortable in that position.
Well, it certainly is obvious. And when you came to Rutgers, you said you were going to do this and you were going to get this team to the NCAA tournament. It should have been two times. We know that. Really looking forward to Friday. Appreciate the time. I could talk to you forever, but go get them on Friday night against the Tigers. And thanks again.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.